4 CBA Mobile.
4 CBA, KN4 UBG. What you up to, David?
Up to about 6'3", about 200 pounds.
That's better than 325 pounds, right? I'm 325 and about 6'1".
Oh, now, Kevin, I don't believe that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm 6'1 and about 325 pounds. If you need your car turned over, I can turn it over for you, or, yeah. If you need something loaded in the back of the pickup truck, I can put it in there for you.
To know, I'll know who to call next time I need something loaded up.
I used to load 350 car engine blocks in the back of the truck with the heads and stuff still on them, valve fans and all fans. Used to pick those juggers up, man, roll them up my leg, get them up there and lean back with them and set them in the back of a pickup truck.
So well. Heavy lifting days are over.
Days are over. Oh, mine's still getting it, man. I ain't but 42, but I feel like I'm 92. I tell you, man, I've done a lot of heavy lifting over the years, and I really pay back for it now. You know, I mean, I wake up every morning, man, it takes me a minute to get my snap, crackle, and pop on, you know, get all the kinks worked out before I get to moving.
I picked up a, I don't know what you'd call it. It was like a floor-to-ceiling armoire type thing. We bought it for our computer, but it had, it literally was so tall it went almost to the ceiling. And me and couple of guys, well, my father-in-law and his, a friend of his across the street, they picked up one end, I had the other, and I thought I could manhandle that thing in their house, and I pulled a, well, I got a bulging disc from that, and so my back hadn't been the same ever since.
That. Yeah, I tell you, man, that's, you know, that's something to have to deal with. You ever watched the Home Alone movie where, which one was it? I can't remember which one it was, but one of them fell down the hole, grabbed a rope and went down through the hole, thought that was going to go up, and then it, you know, he was already up there at the top, and he ended up back at the bottom floor. I can't remember which one it was, but when he stood up, he leaned back, and you could hear everything pop. You know, and that's kind of the way I feel every morning when I get up. I can do that right there, and you can hear everything up my back pop. My hip, everything.
Well, I guess that's probably good. I mean, better pop than break. Well, I'm still playing tennis about every day, so I can't complain.
Dad, I'm playing tennis, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, I marry you for being out there doing that, man. You know, to get out there and play tennis. You know, I don't think I could do it. I'd be without air in a few minutes. I'd be out there. They'd have the oxygen tank out there working on me. You know, but I mean, I can get out there and play a little basketball and stuff. I mean, I've done that. You know, I mean, I enjoyed doing that. That was pretty fun. I mean, there's a lot more stuff that I'd like to do that I can't do no more, but I don't know. Once I start getting back in the gym and start getting back down to size, man, that's, you know, it's going to play a toll with me. Summertime about here, I'm going to start getting my bicycle out doing some pedaling. I got a road bike and a mountain bike, brand new bikes. And it'd be fun to get back out there and ride them and, you know, do all the fun stuff I used to do with them.
one thing, I miss about living, about the only thing I miss about living where we used to live, North Cliff and Traverse Rest, was it was a swamp rabbit, trail connected community, and so we had a paved path that went from my subdivision to the trail, and it was paved, they paved it with asphalt. It was very nice, and we'd usually get on the trail and go north, and then, you know, Traverse Rest was, the city was a couple of miles, or all the deep places, a couple of miles north of where we got on. And, of course, they annexed our subdivision into the city so they could get some more taxes.
That's kind of what I feel like is going to happen over by my house before long. You know, city limits is, it's right there on me, you know, and I kind of feel like that's what's going to happen to me. I'm going to end up being in city limits before you know it. But I don't know. I mean, I like going to Fountain Inlet places, you know, and getting the bike out and riding the bike, you know, especially on some of the roads. It's not, you know, 45 and above, you know, because, I mean, some of them roads over in there, I mean, even at 35, man, they fly down them roads. And it just, you know, having a place to ride is pretty fun, but trying to find a place to ride is the hard part. That's why I like going riding around, you know, downtown about then.
Well, I guess about the only riding I'm doing now is on my motorcycle, so I try to take, where I live in Taylor's, I can take some two-lane roads and, let's see, just about, well, yeah, I can take two-lane roads all the way to Highway 11, and, not have to get on, any busy roads like Wade Hampton or 291, anything like that. Because it's just not any fun anymore getting on one of those streets. I mean, it's just unreal.
The sad thing about the motorcycles anymore, man, people don't pay attention to you. That's why I bought, you know, the little pod lights they put on the off-road Jeeps and stuff, the little square pod lights. Well, I got me two of those and mounted them on my road bars that where I got my road pegs at on my go wing, and up close to the motor. That way they can shine out. And I bought me some nice headlights that's really bright. And, I mean, I feel sorry for them at nighttime. I really do. I mean, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to take my lights off or not run my lights. You know, I'd rather hurt somebody's eyes and for them to see me and knowing I get back home safely, you know, and then somebody pulling out in front of me hollering, oh, I didn't see him. Well, if you didn't see me coming, I'm going to tell you what, there's one of two things. You didn't look or you blind. Because if you've seen a locomotive coming down the road, that's what my front of my motorcycle looks like. They don't flash on the bottom like a locomotive, but they bright. That's exactly the way it looks. KN Tour, UBG.
KB4CBA. Well, I have a Valkyrie, and it's got the same engine as the Goldwing. It just doesn't have all the fairing on it that the Goldwing has. It does have the hard bags on the back that match, you know, the color of the bike, and it's burgundy and kind of a, I guess, a phone caller, I tell you, boy, that's a nice bike. It'll probably be the last one I'll buy. And the guy that I bought it from, he said it was his baby, so he said he took good care of it.
Well, me and you, Steve, man, need to plan a trip to get out and ride and a few more people, you know, get us a ride going this summer. Get out maybe once every other weekend or something. Go somewhere and check something out and look around. I've had mine out and rode mine a bunch already this year. I think one of the kids in my neighborhood let my back tire flat on my bike because I thought the tire had done busted or I picked up something the last time I rode. I went and bought me a brand new tire and everything and then pumped that tire up. And when I pumped that tire up, that tire still pumped up. So I think somebody let that joker flat on me.
Tires will lose air over time, but fairly slowly unless there's something in them. And it seems like the front tire on mine loses air quicker than the back. And I couldn't tell you why, but I have to keep an eye on it. More so than I do the rear, but I usually check them before I get, for a ride just to be sure, because since you only got two instead of four, I'd just rather be err on the side of caution. And I tell you, I'd like to see that light bar you're talking about, because visibility is the key. And you asked one of the questions on the test. On the written test, and I can't remember how they word it, but the answer is obviously, make yourself as visible as possible.
That's what I did. I took that joker and I ordered that stuff off of Amazon and put it on there, and believe it or not, we went to Walmart in Simpsonville. I mean, they had a set of lights that I wanted that changes all different colors. I think there's eight of them. There's two under the headlight. There's two down by the radiator at the front wheel. There's two under the bottom of my saddlebags, and there's two under my trunk on the back. So, yeah, there's eight of them. And I looked online on Amazon to find those lights. And those jokers was $187 online. And I went to Walmart and found those jokers for $34 at Walmart. And when we got them and got them to the cash register, they was on sale again. And we walked out the door with them jokers for $14. And I took them jokers home and put them on my bike. And I like those things, too. I mean, they're pretty good. But the only thing I can't figure out on that Gold Wing, it kills my battery after a while. It's like it's not charging right. It's an 8400 Gold Wing, and somebody told me that thing has an alternator. But the only thing I can pull up for that thing is a Bodie's regulator box. That's the only thing I can find. I cannot find no alternator for that bike.
Here is it.
A 1984 Honda Gold Wing.
We're doing with them back that far back. I'll look it up for you. It's, I was a mechanic at one time. I wasn't a motorcycle mechanic, but I've worked on the two different charging systems that bikes use, and some of them have alternators, and some of them don't. It's really interesting. But you might have something killing the battery too. You might have a little draw on the battery, and over a period of time, it's like leaving an interior light on in the car or something, it'll kill your battery. Of course, the interior light would kill your battery overnight, usually, unless you're just real lucky. But anyway, you can put a voltmeter on there and put it on milliamps, and it should draw 0.5 milliamps or less. And disconnect the positive or negative, and then put your voltmeter between the post and the cable, and see what your reading is.
Where are you, BG?
Roger.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah, I could do that. But I tell you, it's got the factory radio. You have to put a key in there and turn it to get the radio to come out, to slide out. And the clock part on the right-hand side, that thing stays on all the time. So I'm thinking that might be what's killing that battery. I'm thinking about, I used to have a master switch that Caterpillar had. You had one wire coming from the battery to that master switch, then you had the wires on the other side going to everything else. And you would take a forked key. This thing looked like it's long like your finger and forked. It looked like a F is what it looked like. And you stick that thing in there and turn it on, and that's kind of what disconnected everything. That would keep somebody from stealing your equipment too, because usually it was back at the motor. And I'm thinking about trying to buy me one of those and put it on there somewhere to where I'll just have just a master key to kill everything. And that way, when I'm not running that thing, I can put me like a little solar charger thing on top of my carport and just let it drop down in there and keep that thing charged during the day. And, that way it'll be good to go when I get ready to ride it. And, but that's the only thing I can think it could be. You know, even before I put the lights and stuff on it, it was constantly killing the battery. And whatever it was, it made three or four to sales in one end of that battery turn, just as white as could be. And it was so hot that it felt like it was fixed to melt through the battery. So I don't know if I had a bad battery at that time. And, you know, I mean, you can buy a bad battery straight off the shelf.
Bad anything off the shelf. I've bought parts before, and they were bad, brand new, whatever. You name it, I bought it, and you know, nobody pays you to take it back off and go get another one. I'll tell you. But your idea with disconnecting the battery with that switch is a good idea. And if it has that clock in there if that's a factory feature, it shouldn't kill the battery. I mean, they can take so much. But I have my I keep mine on a little, it's called a battery tender, and it just puts a little trickle charge in there and just keeps it topped off. It doesn't, you know, overcharge it. And when I get back from a ride, I plug it into that, and the light's always green. So evidently mine's charging. So, but I have had some bikes in the past that I had some, you know, I'd have to put a battery in it about every year, about every spring.
I have too. I've had a couple of them that's done the same thing over the years, and about every year I'd have to put a battery in it. And well, this one right here, I mean, it ain't been too bad. I ain't replaced the battery but one time. And, like I said, I think it's to do with something else in there staying on. I don't know what it is, but there's something in there coming on and killing it. Or or just drawing just enough amps to kill it. Well, let me holler back at you in a few minutes. I got a telephone call here, and I just pulled in at the shop. I got to unload this trailer, drop the trailer in the parking lot. But I'll give you a holler back later on, and we'll talk to you here in a little bit. KB4CBA, KN4UBG, I'll be clear on your final for a moment.
Well, I'm here at the sports club. I'm going to be playing tennis at 5, and I'm going to go warm up my knees a little bit, and I'll be on the court for an hour and a half. So, but anyway, I'll be done about 6:30. But I'll just say 73s, and enjoy talking with you, and you take care out there.